We are up to Simon Reish Lamed Gimel entitled Zman Tefilas Mincha. The Mechaber addresses a dispute between the sages, the Tanakhama, and the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Mincha as well as Maariv as to when is the time in which one is allowed to daven. So he says that when it comes to Tefilas Mincha, this is at least according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, assuming that we're dealing with a perfect day of 6 a.m. sunrise, 6 p.m. sunset, which each hour is 60 minutes, which halachically is not always the case, would be 12:30 would be the earliest time to daven mincha in that day. And you would have ad halayla, you would have all the way until the night time to daven mincha, which would mean, obviously, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, you can only begin davening marv after that point and not before, only after it's already night. Not everyone agrees to this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is the word of the Mechaber. Rabbi Yehuda, ad plag ha-mincha. You have until half of mincha. There is one of the mincha, which is called mincha katana, which is the 9.5 hours after sunrise, which we call 3:30. So half of that would be 4:45. So just taking my word for that, that would be the time in which Rabbi Yehuda says one could daven mincha up until, but not beyond 4:45, even though it's still light outside, which would mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one could begin davening Maariv thereafter, even though it is not yet Shkias HaChama. So this is the dispute between the opinion of the Rabbanan and according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So which one do we hold like? So the Mechaber tells us, which is actually a quote from the Gemara, Vasigna de Abad Kamar Abad, de Abad Kamar Abad. You really have a choice. You could hold like either opinion. You could hold like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanan. So you're probably thinking, well, which one's a bigger kula? And maybe that's what I will do. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that they both are lenient and they both have a chumrah attached to it as well. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'yishlechol echad mishnehin kula b'chumrah. So each has some leniency attached to it. He says, for example, when it comes to mincha, according to Yehuda, certainly that's strict because he says you only have until 4:45. You don't have until sunset to daven. So that's a strict, that's a chumrah. On the other hand, when it comes to davening Maariv, Rehud is lenient. There's a kula that you can daven Maariv even while it is still light outside, after 4:45, again on a perfect day. So that would be one leniency. According to the Rabbanan, it would be the other way around. The kula is regarding Mincha, because he says you can daven all the way until sunset, way past 4:45 until our 6 o'clock p.m. on that perfect day. And the Chumrah would be you cannot daven Maariv until after Shkia. So when it says you can do like either one, Da'avad Kamar Avad, Da'avad Kamar Avad, you have to choose one or the other. So what does that mean? Does that mean just for today I have to choose one? So this is what the Mechaber says. V'ushiyasa l'olam kechad minayhu. You always have to stick by one of these opinions. If you like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you prefer to have the Maariv kula, if you will, then that's the one you should choose. If you like the Rabbanan, and you would like to be able to have a mincha at a later time, you have to stick to that one. But you cannot pick and choose from one time to the next. And this is actually the language of the Mechaber, l'olam. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah picks up on, Parish. Shelo yinhog pam kach hu pam kach. You can't say, today I'm going to be like this opinion, I'll be like the other opinion another day. Why? Mishum dahavi tarti desasu. Because in your actions is a contradiction. Because when you daven Maariv and it's still light out at 4:46 or so, you're basically saying that Maariv could be at this particular time, which means it's already night. So the next day, for you to be able to daven mincha at that time, you're making a statement that it's still halachically day until sunset. So that's a contradiction in itself. Therefore, one is not allowed to do that. He says, "Afilu machar, doesn't make a difference if it's another day." And we kol shekein shul yispal biyom echad mincha acher plag kerabanan be'arvis kodim seitzachom. Certainly, you cannot on the same day, which means that you would daven mincha after plag mincha, which is what we do, and to daven Maariv kodim seitzachachom before the stars come out, which is what we do, sounds like an issue. As the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, it's an issue of Tarta Desasu. Certainly, we know for those in the summer months that daven mincha early, we accept Shabbos early on Friday. So again, we're davening Maariv while it's still light out, which apparently means that we are holding like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But then when it comes to the next day, we daven minchah later, after plagal minchah, we're holding tefillin d'rabbanan. So we have some serious problems, as we are clearly violating what the Mishnah Berurah says. So, let's see, maybe we'll come up with some answer in the next couple of minutes, or else we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So let's see, it says as follows, the Mechaber continues and says, V'yachshav, nowadays, shenahogel l'spalel tefilas mincha ad alayla, we do dav mincha all the way until, right up until sunset. He says, this is the Mechaber, ein l'spal tefilas armis kodim shkizacham. What you should do is at least not daven marv until after sunset. He doesn't say seta kochavim when the stars come out. Just as long as it's shkia. Dim b'diavad his spal tefila service miplaga minchol mala yotza. If you b'diavad did daven marv before that time, then b'diavad you are yotza, even though it is a contradiction. The shasat chak under extreme circumstances yochla spal tefila service miplaga minchol mala. There's certain leniencies in which, if you have no choice but to do it. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. He says, we can't be very lenient when it comes to this. He says that there's a difference between being lenient on two different days and on, as he uses the language, on that same day, it would be a much greater contradiction in your actions. That you would daven mincha after plag, and you would daven marv before sunset, before shkia, which, by the way, is something in which does happen a lot. Also on Friday, in a lot of places they're makbid to daven mincha when they are mekabel Shabbos early before plag, but we have it at a set time, which is after plag mincha. Yet you know that we daven marv before shkia. So here is the key line that we should never forget: the chol zayim is spalo biyachidi. This is specifically when one is davening by themselves. Abu tzibor shispalo mincha, that if you have a tzibor that gathered together and they daven mincha, let's think about it practically, Mr. Bruce says, k'shiyel chaveisam, if we ask them now to go back to their homes and then come back in an hour for Mariv, what will end up happening? Probably not going to have a minion. Yatoyrach l'kam sam sheinis l'tfilas erev. It's going to be very difficult to gather a minion to come again. Yisbatel tfilas atzibur l'gamri. You'll end up, there's not going to be a minion. You'll have a nice mincha minion, there'll be no marav minion. Therefore, hekelu hachronim demutu espal arvit samach mincha. Therefore, for atzibur, we are lenient and we allow this to take place. And in fact, just in conclusion, the Piskei Chubos tells us the following quote on the bottom. V'hini ha'olam nahagu l'hakel b'zeh. The entire world, it's a universal kula that is accepted. V'samchu aloshen habeis Yosef abach. This is something in which there's a leniency by numerous authorities, as well as the minhag of the Arizal, that he says, shenohag kein l'spal mincha im hashkia, that he would daven mincha before sunset, which of course means after plaga mincha, umar kishadayin lefnei setzah kochavim, and he would daven before, not before the before shkia, but before setzah kochavim. And therefore, there certainly are leniencies which is, allows it in the case of a tzibor. But I'd like to conclude with the last sentence of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which gives us a little more credence. Asherei mishim espal arvis b'tzibor b'layla. Praiseworthy is someone that davens mariv with a minion. Uvein minchol mariv oisik b'toril chaber b'halayla im hayom. To be able to learn for a moment or two, to be able to connect the night and the day in Torah study, shu inyan gadol. This is such a very, very important thing. However, he says, v'im eshel hamtin ad achar shkia vadi adif tvei. If one could at least wait until davening marv, until after at least shkia, that's something which is certainly nice. But certainly, even if it would be before shkia, there are leniencies that you could even daven before shkia, even though you davened mincha after plaga mincha. But again, our minhag is we try to certainly daven marv after shkia, which it currently now is.